Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zavachim. Bless you. Today's daf is Zavachim daf pei. We left off daf ayin tesim abeis towards the bottom of the yamud at the Mishnah. And today's topic is again going to focus all on the concept of ta'arovos. What happens where you mix up the blood of certain karbanos with the blood of different karbanos? We're going to talk about where the blood is mixed together. What if the blood is in separate kosos and then the kosos are mixed up so you don't know which kos contains which type of blood? And we're going to spend a lot of time focusing on a situation where you have blood of karbanos that need to be sprinkled, that the zrika of the karban needs to be sprinkled below the chuta sikra. So there was, just to back up even, there was a string around the mizbeach, a red string called the chuta sikra, that would divide the upper portion of the mizbeach from the lower portion of the mizbeach. And most karbanos needed their matan dam below the chuta sikra. However, the chatas is an example of a karban that needed the matan dam above the chuta sikra. So the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time explaining what happens, or debating what happens, if you have the blood of a karban that needs to be sprinkled below mixed together with the blood of the karban that needs to be sprinkled above. So what do you do? Mm-hmm. Is it possible just to make a matan dam above the chuta sikra and then make another one below the chuta sikra and say that you're yotze both? Or is it enough to put the matan dam above the chuta sikra and make a matan dam below the chuta sikra and somewhat unexpectedly the Gemara would say that you're yotze only the matan dam for the karban that has to be above the chuta sikra? Or do we say that you're yotze neither, because there is a possibility that the blood that was supposed to go on the bottom went on top and the blood that was supposed to go on top went on the bottom? So the Gemara is going to spend most of the time today discussing, again, cases of ta'arovos, and specifically those cases. We're going to see that that issue is going to be tolui on a lot of factors. Like, do we assume that the bloods get mixed up altogether, and so part of every drop of blood that's sprinkled on the mizbeach contains an element of the blood that was supposed to go below and the blood that was supposed to go above? We're going to draw a parallel to what happens by mechatas. So we'll see all that, God willing, today over the course of this year. So let's start with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Dam Tamimim Bidam Bale Mumim. If you have the blood of animals that are fit for a karban, they're Tamimim, mixed together with the Dam of Bale Mumim, which are, of course, not fit for a karban. So in that case, Yishafech La'ama. So you have to spill it into the... You have to spill it into the Yama. Why? So Rashi points out, and again, the Yama was the little channel that would run from the Mizbeach and would drain the bloods that were pusil, or the leftover bloods that drip there outside the Azara. And Rashi points out over here, because Dam Tmimim Dam Bale Mumim Milsa Deshchichahi, it's obvious that it's a Milsa Deshchicha, that it's a very common occurrence to have Bale Mum in the Beis HaMikdash, v'sheyishpach liyama gzeira shema yarbe alav v'yachshireyu. And the reason that you have to pour the blood into the yama is, as we saw yesterday, the whole idea that you might have to pour the blood into the yama is only a gzeira midrabanan. But over here, and what we saw also yesterday, was that the rabbanan were not going to be gozer in a case which is not shchiach, but this case certainly is shchiach. And therefore, the Rabbanan were gozer, that you have to pour the entire mixture into the Amma, lest you come to a situation where the blood of the Balei Mum are the rove, and therefore outweigh the blood of the Kasher or Karbanos. And in that case, you're not going to be able to do Azrika. So even though technically here you might be able to do Azrika, because who says the Dam of the Balei Mum is going to outweigh and be Mavatel the blood of the Kasher animals? Nevertheless, because they were the Rabbanan, you have to pour it into the Amma. Says the Mishnah further, kos pekosos. However, if a kos of blood gets mixed up in another kos of blood, so in other words, you have a kos of blood of a balmum and a kos of blood of a tamim, and you don't know which blood is in which kos. So what do you do now? So Rabbi Eliezer says, Im karav kosa echad, if one of the kosos has already been nizrak on the mizbeach, then yikravu kala kosos. Then you may as well just bring all of the, then you may as well just bring all of the kosos, because certainly, and the Mefarshim explain here, why are you able to bring the rest of the kosos when one of the kosos has been brought? Because certainly, Mida Raisa, the blood of the Balmum is going to be batal here, because you have one kos filled with the blood of a Balmum that's mixed in with many kosos filled with blood of animals which are tmimim. So Mida Raisa, the Balmum is going to be batal. But Midrabanan, we're choshesh, and therefore we have to always be afraid that the Balmum blood is still here. But since you already made one zrika on the Mizbeach, we can assume, we can take the license of assuming that the blood that you sprinkled on the Mizbeach already belonged to the Balmum, and now the rest of them are bloods of Tamimim. So we already saw a very similar concept to this Lagabe Evarim a couple of days ago. The Gemara is going to issue a qualification. The Gemara is also going to ask why we need both of these cases. But the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, if the blood is not just mixed together, if the blood is actually in separate kosos and the kosos are mixed up, if one of them is brought already, you could bring the rest, no problem. The Chachamim say, Afilu karvu kulan chutz me'echos me'em, yishafeich la'ama. No, even if all of them have been sprinkled on the Mizbeach, except for one of the kosos, you still have to take that cup and you have to pour it into the ama, that we cannot assume that what was already put on the Mizbeach was the blood of the Balmum, and therefore all that remains is the blood of the Kashur Karbanos. Rather, we always have to be choshesh that what you have left is the blood of the Balmum, therefore you're going to have to throw it out. Now, Hanisanin Lamata Shenis Aravu Binisanin Lamala. You have blood of Karbanos, which have to be sprinkled on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, with the blood of Karbanos that are sprinkled on the top half of the Mizbeach, i.e., let's say you have the blood of an Ola and the blood of a Chatas mixed together. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Yitin Lamala, that you should put everything on top. How am I allowed to put everything on top? Hare, some of the blood has to be put on the bottom. And I'm not allowed to put blood that's supposed to be on the bottom on top of the Mizbeach. So he's going to explain. So Rabbi Eliezer explains that Yitin Lamala V'roa Anias Atachtonim Milamalon Kilain Mayim, and the blood of the lower karbanos that are being sprinkled on the top of the karban, I'm not going to view it as a blood application. I'm not going to view it as an avoda. Rather, I'm just going to view it as if I'm just pouring water on top of the Mizbeach. Like we saw a couple of days ago, the concept of you being able to put certain items on the Mizbeach, even though they don't really belong there, if you have the Kavana L'Shem Eitzim, meaning if you have the Kavana that you're not doing an Avoda. So to over here, if you put the mixture of blood, or if you put all the blood on top of the Mizbeach, so you should have in mind the blood that's supposed to be on top of the Mizbeach, I'm having in mind that I'm doing an Avoda. The blood that's supposed to be on the bottom of the Mizbeach, I am not having in mind that I'm doing an Avoda, and therefore it's going to be fine. Then the Yachzor V'yitein Lamata, and then you should put the blood on the lower part of the Mizbeach again. So in other words, when I say again, you'll see in a second because we're going to read Rashi. So Rabbi Eliezer says the procedure is like this: you have the bloods that's mixed up, put some of the blood on top, put some of the blood on the bottom. Rashi points out that even if you put blood on the bottom first, so you messed up, so first you put blood on the bottom, still you should put some of the blood on top, then some of the blood on the bottom again. Why would you have to put it on the bottom again? And the answer is because the chatas, the blood application is on the top of the Mizbeach, but the shirayim of the chatas have to be poured on the bottom of the Mizbeach. And therefore, even if you already put the blood on the bottom, because the blood of the chatas, because the blood service of the chatas takes precedence, because it is more important, kaviyachal, because it is placed on top of the Mizbeach, you forget about what you did on the bottom, once on top, once on the bottom. And that matandam on the bottom, so we're going to see in the Gemara whether that matandam on the bottom is really only to satisfy the shirayim of the chatas, or whether that matandam on the bottom is possibly able to satisfy the matandam of the ola as well. It'll depend on what type of matanos are required here. So says the Mishnah Vayter. So good. So what you did was you put some on top and then some on the bottom, and the stuff that didn't belong on top, you assumed that it was water. You didn't have kavana l'shem avoda. The Chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say, Yishafech, yishafech la'ama. That you just have to pour all of this into the ama. Because, Rashi explains, deles lehu rowin, they don't hold from this concept of rowin that you're allowed to put the mixture on the top of the mizbeach and view the blood that doesn't belong there as if it's only mayim. And, says the Rashi, ve'ein mishanim batachtonim b'shvil ha'achshor ha'alyonim, that if you have some blood that's on the bottom, who gives you license to put blood on the bottom that belongs on the bottom, on the top of the mizbeach, simply to be machshir the chatos, which by right belongs on top of the mizbeach. Therefore, just forget about it, throw the whole thing out. Vim lo nimlach v'nosan chacher. However, if you didn't ask a question, if the kohen didn't ask a question and just went ahead and followed the procedure of Rebbe Eliezer, then it's going to be kosher. Then it's all gonna work out. Okay. So says the Mishnah Vayter, flipping over to Peyamin Aleph. Ani sanim b'matana achas. If you have the blood that is required to be put on the mizbeach b'matana achas, and all of these karbanos are karbanos that have to go lamata mechuta sikra. They're all karbanos that have to go below the chuta sikra on the mizbeach. Shenis arvu b'nitanim b'matana achas. So you have various karbanos. Rashi points out like a bechor or a meiser. And you have these, whether the blood is mixed up in a big bucket or in a big kos, or whether the blood is placed in separate kosos. But either way, it's blood of karbanos that both of them have to be applied on the bottom of the mizbeach, and both of them are applied b'matana achas. So says the Mishnah rather, yitnu b'matana achas. No problem, just make one matana. And Rashi points out, of course you make one matana. If you have blood, and you don't know which is which, but both of them have to go on the bottom, and both of them have matana achas, so of course, make applications of the blood, both kosos, matana achas. What's the problem? Rashi says that the chiddush over here is that we're saying yesh bila, and really what the Mishnah means, that you should put it on with matana achas, doesn't mean matana achas of each. It means that we're dealing with a situation where the blood of both of these karbanos is mixed into one kos, and when we say make one application of matana achas, make one matana achas on the mizbeach, we assume yesh bila. We assume that the blood is mixed together so well that in the application of blood that you're going to put on the mizbeach, it contains elements of blood of both of the karbanos. So you're going to be yotze the avoda of both of the karbanos. So says the Mishnah Vayter, matan arba b'matan arba. If you have the blood of a karban that requires four matanos on the mizbeach, and Rashi points out that really this is shtayim sheim arba, but either way, you have the blood that requires four matanos on the mizbeach b'matan arba, with blood that requires four matanos, so yitnu b'matan arba. So say malacha, so you should take this mixture of blood and you should make an application of matan arba on the mizbeach, because we assume yesh bila, that included in the blood that you are putting on the mizbeach is the blood of both of the karbanos. They both require the same matanos, therefore not a problem. Now, arba, but matan arba, but matan achas. Now we have a more complicated case. What happens if the blood that requires four matanos on the mizbeach gets mixed up with the blood that requires one matana on the mizbeach? So now we don't know how many matanos to do. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yinotnu b'matan arba. Rabbi Eliezer says that you have to make them with four matanos. And Rashi points out, v'roa hamatanos hayiseros hanisonos midam habachor kiluain mayim vein zebal tosif. Rabbi Eliezer says, I have the blood of a bachor that's mixed, let's say, with the blood of an ola, that they both have to go on the bottom of the mizbeach. So one, the ola requires four matanos, the bechor requires one matana. I have a mixture of the blood, yesh bila, so part of the blood that I put on is going to be the bechor blood. What do I do? Rabbi Lezer says, put on four matanos. The bechor only requires one matana. So you'll have in mind that for the chelek of the blood, that's bechor blood, you're not having it in mind l'shem avoda, you're having it in mind l'shem mayim, and therefore it's not going to be an issue of baltosif. And Rabbi Yeshua, Meri Nosum b'matana achas. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you have to put it with, you have to give only one matana. Why? And Rashi points out, this is an issue of baltosif, mishum baltosif. Vide ola yatsa, Aye, if you put only one matandam on the mizbeach, hayru yiyotze the ola, because the ola I thought needs four matandam, matandamim. So Rashi points out, sure, lechatchila needs four. However, viday ola yotza the koloni tanam on the mizbeach achichzim shenotam b'matana achas kiper, because the halacha also is that any karban that requires an application of blood on the mizbeach, even if lechatchila requires more than one matandam. But the other, if you put one matadam in the mizbeach, you're going to be yotze. Therefore, rather than risk a violation of baltosif, just put only one matan on the mizbeach, and it's going to be fine. You're going to be yotze the yola as well. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, "Hareyu over al baltigra." But now you're being over al baltigra because the Torah said I have to put four matanas of the yola on the mizbeach, and you're consciously putting only one matana of the yola on the mizbeach. So Amar le Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Lezer, oh yeah, you think your shita is so fine? Hareyu over al baltosif. But according to your shita, you're being over on baltosif because you have it mixed in this blood, the blood of a bechor. And the bechor requires only one matana. So you're going to make four matanas with the blood of the bechor. That's a problem of baltosif. So Amar Rabbi Lezer, so Rabbi Lezer says, lo nemer baltosif kushu ba'atzmo. Now, when is baltosif an issue? Only when the blood is by itself. So in other words, if you have by itself blood that requires one matana on the mizbeach, and now all of a sudden I'm making four matanos, that's a problem of baltosif because it's evident that what I'm trying to increase the number of matanos that the Torah told me this korban requires. However, when there's a mixture here, it's not evident that I'm trying to increase the number of matanos that the Torah requires for the bechor. Quite clearly, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find my way out of this suffix state and try to do something that's going to help me hedge my bets and make and be machshir the zrika of both of these karbanos. So that's not a problem of baltosif. Baltosif is only when I have one mitzvah and I consciously do more than what the Torah tells me. So Amar le Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua says, well, in that case, lo nemru baltigra elek shub atzmo. So of course, that the baltigra is only an issue when the blood is by itself. So when is baltigra an issue? If I have the blood of an ola, where the Torah tells me it requires four matanas, and I decide I want to do only one matana, that's an issue of baltigra. But where the ola is mixed with the bechor, and I'm making one matana because I'm trying to satisfy both, not a problem of baltigra. So says the Mishnah, v'od amar le Rabbi Yeshua, and also Rabbi Yeshua points out, kishenasata avarta al baltosif yasisa maisa. If you're going to tell me that the way to get out of this suffix is to put four matanas on the mizbeach, then, you know, you're putting the matana on the mizbeach, you're over on baltosif, and you did a maisa biyadcha. You're actually doing a maisa because some of the blood requires only one matana, and you are actively putting on extra matanos. However, kishalonasata, however, if you have something that requires four matanos and you put only one matana on the mizbeach, then avarta baltigra, then you may be over or you may risk violating baltigra below sisa maisa biyadcha. However, at least you're violating baltigra passively. Baltigra here is the absence of doing other maisa that the Torah requires. So you're violating an avera potentially, but at least you're violating an avera. B'shei v'alta, say it's not violating an avera. B'kum v'esei, and Rashi just points out, ve'ena doma osa maisa liyosha ve'ena osa v'isser b'me'elav. It's obviously a little bit better if you're going to violate an isser either way. It's better to violate the isser passively than to violate the isser actively. So that concludes the Mishnah, and now we'll start the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Hichsha Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer says, this is the second case in the Mishnah, where the kosos of the blood of the Bali Mumim, or the kos of the blood of the Balmum, got mixed up with the kosos of the blood of the Tmimim. So, and Rabbi Eliezer said, if one of them was already brought on the Mizbeach, then you were allowed to bring the others on the Mizbeach as well. So, Lo Hichsha Rabbi Eliezer, Ela Shnayim Shnayim. Rabbi Eliezer says that you're only allowed to bring them two by two, because as we saw by the Evarim, when you're bringing them two by two, certainly one of them is going to be good, because there was only one kos of the blood of the Balmum that got mixed up with all the kosos of the Tzvimim. And therefore, if you're bringing them in pairs, certainly one of the pair that you're bringing is good, and therefore the other one, Migu, that one is good, we could assume the other one is good, and it was the first kos that was put on the Mizbeach, which was actually the bad one. Aval, echad echad lo, but to bring them one by one, that's not good, because then you run the risk that each individual kos that you're bringing may be the kos of blood of the Baal Mum. So Masav Rav Dimi, so Rav Dimi asks, and we saw this exact question Lagabe the prior Mishnah, the Chachamim Omrim Afilu Korvu Kulo Chutz Me'echad Me'em Yishafeich La'ama. Even if all of the kosas are brought except for one of them, then that kos, that remaining kos, has to be poured into the Yama. So it's Mashma that Rabbi Eliezer would hypothesize a case where there's only one kos left, but you would still bring it. Aye, how could that be? I thought you told me that Rabbi Eliezer only says that you're allowed to bring them in pairs. So Amar Le Rabbi Yaakov, Le Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa, Aspri Lecha, I'll explain it to you. My Echad, Zug Echad. What Echad means, Zug Echad. Echad doesn't mean one cup. Echad means one pair of cups. So meaning Rabbi Eliezer only said his halacha, only said his shita legabe when you're bringing them in pairs. The Chachamim said, I don't like you bringing it even in pairs. Even if one pair of kosos is left, and you already brought the rest, you still have to spill everything into the amma. And says the Gemara of Itzricha, and we need both of these cases. In other words, we need the case that we learn by the kosos of dam, and we need the case that we learned by Evarim, when the Evarim with the Tmimim are mixed up with Evarim of the Baalei Mum. Itmar Baha, because if you would only teach me the machlokas in the case of the Evarim, Baha Kamar Rabbi Eliezer Mishum Da Is Avid Bei Kaparaso. The reason the Rabbi Eliezer says that you're allowed to bring the Evarim 2x2 is because the kapara of the carbon was already effectuated in a perfectly kosher way. Again, what's the kapara of the carbon? The kapara of the carbon has nothing to do with the burning of the Evarim on the Mizbeach. It has to do with the Zrikas Hadam, that the Avodas Hadam is what's mechaper. So when you have the animals that get mixed up at the stage where they're ready to be burnt on the Mizbeach, the Zrika's already been done, and it's been done properly, and that's why you're allowed to just burn the Evarim. However, Avol Kaba'a, but by the Kosos of Dam, Ema Moduli L'Rabbanon, maybe he agrees with the Rabbanon that everything just has to be thrown out, because even the Kapara wasn't done properly. V'yitmar Baha, and if we would only have the Machlokas by the blood, Baha Kami Rabbanon, over here, because the Rabbanon would say they have to spill everything out, because he even messed up the Avodas Adam, he even messed up the Kapara. Avol Baha, but I might think maybe by the Evarim, Ema Moduli L'Rabbi Eliezer, maybe they agree with Rabbi Eliezer that it's fine, that you're allowed to put them up in pairs because the kapara has already been done. But by varim they would think they could put them up in pairs because the kapara has already been done. Sricha. Therefore, we need both cases. Okay. Tanan Hasam. So we have a Mishnah. So Sluchis Shenaflu Latocha Mayim. So we have a flask of Mechatas into which a little bit of regular water fell. Mayim Kolshu. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yazet Shtei Azos. Now you have a Tamei person who's Tamei Lemeis, who needs the Azov, the Mechatas, on the third day and the seventh day of his purification process. And right now we have a flask of Mechatas oil, Mechatas water rather, into which some regular water fell. Now the Azov, the Mechatas, obviously has to be with Mechatas. Regular sink water is not viable, is not fit for use as mechatas. So you have this flask, and there's a mixture of water. Shenuf l'tocha mayim kolshu, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yazeh shtei azos, that no problem, you'll just make two azos. In other words, every time you have to make azov, the mechatas, instead of one azah, because we're afraid that the one azah that you're going to give him is actually the water that's not mechatas, give two azos, and therefore we're going to assume that one of the azos is, at least one of those azos is going to be mechatas. The Chachamim poslim, and the Chachamim say it's pasul. So, how do we explain these shitas? And then the Gemara is going to tie these shitas back to our Mishnah. So, Bishlama Rabbanan Savri Yesh Bila. They hold, the Chachamim say Yesh Bila, meaning that if two items are mixed in a receptacle, then there is bila, then we view the items as being mixed together so that each droplet of liquid from that receptacle is deemed to contain parts of both items. So in other words, you have the regular water mixed with mechatas water. If the halacha is yesh bila, then each drop of water is going to contain both mechatas and regular water. Vazot tzricha shir. They also hold that hazah tzricha shir, that there's a minimum shir for hazah, and they also hold vei mitztarfin lahazos, that the hazos aren't mitztaref with one another. Because if the hazos were mitztaref with one another, even if then if yesh bila, even if hazara tzricha shir, even if you require a minimum shir for hazah, no problem. You had the mechatas, you had the flask of mechatas, which was in the right shir, and then some water fell in. If yesh bila, they're all mixed together, and hazah tzricha shir, if the two hazos could be mitztaref to one another, no problem, just make two hazos, and the whatever content of the mechatas is in the first hazah will be mitzaref with the content of the mechatas that's in the second hazah, and it would have been fine. So obviously they hold that ein mitzaref in lahazos. So that's the sheet of the Chachamim. It's based on these three principles. Ella, Rabbi Eliezer, Mike Suffer. But Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you should make two hazos on the guy, what exactly does he hold? So Ik Suffer, ein bila. So if you hold ein bila, that they're not mixed together, so well, so that we don't assume that each little drop of water contains elements of both the mechatas and the pusel water. So kimaza shtei hazos mayavi. What are you accomplishing by putting two hazos on the guy? Dilma tavayu maya kamazi. Maybe neither of them is going to be of mechatas. Maybe both of them are going to be of the regular water. So an iksavar ein hazah tzricha shir, and if he holds that hazah doesn't require a shir, so lamali shtei hazos. So I skipped. So Dilma Tavaya Maya Kamazi, Eloksavar Yesh Bila. So Elamai, he obviously holds Yesh Bila, because if Ain Bila, we should be afraid that maybe both of the applications are from the puzzle of water. Now, good, so we know that he holds a Bila. So Iksavar Ain Azad Tri Hashir, if he holds that Azad doesn't require a minimum shear, Lomali Shte Azos. Why do we require two Azos? If Yesh Bila, and part of every water that you're sprinkling on him is Mechatas, If the hazah doesn't require a shear, just sprinkle once and it'll be fine. Elok savar hazah tzricha shear. Rather, he must hold that hazah tzricha shear. That hazah does require a minimum shear. Now, the ik savar ein mitztarfin lazos. If he holds like the chachamim that the hazos are not mitztaref to one another, then kimazah shtei hazos mayhave. He's not accomplishing anything by making two hazos, because you don't have a shear in the first hazah, because maybe some of it was the regular water. The fact that you're making a second hazah doesn't help you, because you can't be mitztaref the second hazah to the first hazah. So what's he accomplishing? So, v'nami mitztarfin lazos. However, even if you say that mitztarfin lazos, that the two hazahs are mitztaref to one another, mi yemer demole le shiura. How does Rabbi Eliezer know that even with two azos, you're going to get to that full shear of mechatas water that is required to be sprinkled on the guy? Because who knows, yesh bila, we know that there's some chatas water in each of the applications, but who says there's enough of the chatas water in both of the applications to, in the aggregate, comprise a shear? We don't know that. So says the Gemara, Amareish Lakesh Liolam yesh bila. Really, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is like this, yesh bila. Everything is mixed together. Each drop of water contains a component of mechatas and a component of the pusel water. The azah tzricha shir. And azah requires a minimum shir. V'hacha b'mayaskinan. Now over here, why do we assume that when you make two azos, you are definitely fulfilling the inyan, you're fulfilling the requirement of hazas mechatas on this guy who's tameh? So why do we know? Arvu achas pa'achas, because equal amounts of regular water got mixed up with equal amounts of mechatas. Because I had a shear of mechatas in the flask, it was the minimum shear that was required to be sprinkled on the guy. It's not that then a whole gallon of water fell in. An equal amount of water fell in. So I know I have two shiurim. One of them is of mechatos, one of them is pasul. Yesh bila, they're all mixed together. Okay, so yesh bila, and therefore, and azot tzricha shir, obviously, so yesh bila, so I sprinkle one, there's some chatas water, some not chatas water. I sprinkle the other, there's some chatas water, some not chatas water. How do I know that I got a shir? Because there were only two shiurim. There was one shir of mechatas, there was one shir of pasul water. Therefore, I am assured that I have a shir. Good, so that's one answer, how to explain Rabbi Eliezer. Next answer, Rava Amar. Rava says, Liolam Yesh Bila. Rava says, yes, there is Bila. So in other words, the two liquids are mixed together, they're fully blended together. Vaza Ein Sricha Shir. Haza does not require a shir. If Haza does not require a shir, why do I have to do two Hazos? It should be enough if I do only one Haza. The Knasa de Kansu Rabbanan ki echad lo mishraleh. And this is a knas that the Rabbanan give him so that he shouldn't benefit from the fact that that the water was diluted and that he's now benefiting from the regular water, from the pasul water, falling into the mechatas. So the Mefarshim point out of here that knas here is not used in the typical sense. Knas is usually used throughout Shas where somebody does something to cut a corner, and as a knas, we're going to set him back. We're not going to let him benefit from the shtick that he tries to pull. Here, the guy's not trying to pull shtick. He had a mechatas flask that some water fell into. He didn't dilute it. He didn't pour the water in. Some water fell into it. But knas means we want to make sure that he doesn't benefit at all from the fact that he is now able to get more mileage out of his mechatas. Mechatas is very expensive, hard to come by. It's the Efer Paraduma. Paraduma is very expensive, we saw recently in the Gemara. So that's why we don't, that's why we require him to make two azos. That's Rava's explanation. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says another explanation. Ein Bila, that there is no, Ravashi says that there is no Bila, and Yazesh Te Azos, and therefore you should make two azos. Rashi points out that this girsa is totally messed up. Rashi here in the wide lines, Ravashi Amar, Agirsa Azu Meshabeshes Besfarim, Venira Beinai Dachi Garsinan. Ravashi Amar, Mayim Kolshu Tnan, that a little bit of water fell into the Mechatas, the Ein Bila, and there is no Bila, so we can't assume that any droplet of water that you're sprinkling is necessarily Mechatas, the Ein Bila, Yazesh Te Azos. But you still, you're good. You've covered your bases if you sprinkle two azos. Why? Vespirule the Ravashi hazoin sri chashir kirava umiu knasale, because azo doesn't require a shir, but we're going to give him a knas, and therefore he's going to have to make an extra sprinkling, and therefore the rest of Rashi will say that it's enough if I do two sprinkles. Why? Because if I help from the concept of bila, it will be enough if I did one sprinkle. However, now I hold Ein Bila, but it's enough if I do two sprinkles. Why aren't I afraid that both sprinkles come from the regular water? Because it was only a kolshu of the regular water. So certainly, maybe there would have been enough regular water for one sprinkle, but definitely not for two sprinkles. Okay, so Meisvei, this is the Gemara now, Esakasha. Rebbe Yomer, Ledivrei Rebbe Eliezer, according to the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, Azah kolshu mataheres, because Azah kolshu is matahir, and Azah ain sricha shir, and Azah does not require a shir, and this is against what we had just been explaining in the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, that Azah does require a shir. Over here we have a brisa that says Azah ain sricha shir, and furthermore Azah mechza kasher umechza Azah mechza kasher umechza pasul, and Rashi over here points out that Azah mechza kasher mechza pasul v'lo teim Azah kol shui dechshera umiyu lo yeima tarovas pasul elafilu yeshpa tarovas pasul machsher alma taimed Rebbe Eliezer debay tarti lami shum tzirafu litzarfo lechashir daktoni ain't srichashir v'kasher l'reish lakesh. So in other words, what we see over here, that the kasha is really all from the first statement, that the kasha is, we have been explaining, Rebbe Eliezer says that Azah requires a minimum shear. Over here we have a brisa that tells me Azah does not require a minimum shear, and also the chiddush is, if I don't require a minimum shear, but I'm just sprinkling this combination of water on him, it's obvious that some of the water is mechatas, some of the water is not mechatas, but Azah, that's part good, part bad, is going to be good. But that's a kasha on the way we were explaining Rebbe Eliezer. V'od Tanya, v'edya. Also, we have the following kasha. Hanisanin lemaila. This is from our Mishnah. Hanisanin lemaila shenis arva minisanin lamata. We have the blood of karbanos that have to be sprinkled above the chutas sikra, mixed together with the blood that has to go on the bottom. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer Rebbe Eliezer says yitain lemaila v'atachtonim alulo. that you should put it above the mizbeach, and the achtachtonim will be alulo. So what does it mean, achtachtonim alulo? So Rashi explains, remember the Mishnah, what we said was that you have to put it on top and then you put it on the bottom. Rashi points out, when you put it on the bottom, then the application on the bottom serves two purposes. First of all, it serves as putting the shirayim of the chatas on the bottom. Second, it serves as doing the matandam of the ola on the bottom. So now we're going to ask from this Mishnah. The amrit ein bila, and if you're going to say that ein bila, that the blood is not mixed together, sa amai alulo, why, how can we say that alulo dilma kaya vil yonim lamata fetachtonim lamala? So this is a kasha on Ravashi, because Ravashi had said that Rabbi Eliezer holds ein bila. But if ein bila, there's a kasha from our Mishnah, which is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer says you have the blood that gets mixed together, put some on top, then put some on the bottom, and your yotza, the blood that has to be put on top, and your yotza, the blood that has to be put on the bottom. But if ein bila, why am I yotza anything? Maybe the blood that was supposed to go on top went on the bottom. The blood that was supposed to go on the bottom went on top, and maybe I wasn't yotza anything. Says the Gemara, because most of the blood is blood that has to go on top. And what you did was, you put on top of the mizbeach the shear of the tachton blood that was in this mixture and a little bit extra. So in other words, what you did was, you have 10 ounces of Elyon blood, 5 ounces of Tachton blood, but there is a concept of Bila. So there is no concept of Bila, okay? So what you'll do is, you'll put 6 ounces of blood on top. So when you put 6 ounces of blood on top, you know that some of it was Elyon blood for sure, and then you could put the balance on the bottom. So says the Gemara, Hatachtonim ololo katani, but you told me that the tachtonim are ole. In other words, that the matandam on the bottom of this bach also works. And if I'm dealing where I have 10 elyon, 5 tachton, and I'm putting 6 ounces of blood on top, maybe all of the blood that I put on top was blood that was supposed to go on the bottom. So when I put the remaining 9 ounces on the bottom, it's all top blood. So the Gemara says, L'shem Shirayim, I never said that the blood that you're putting on the bottom serves as a matandam for the ola. Maybe it only serves the same shirayim as a matandam for a chatas. Okay, so that's the way we answer the challenge from our Mishnah. Let's see another challenge. Toshma, nosan lamata velo nimlach. If the Kohen just put the blood on the bottom and didn't ask what to do, Rabbi Eliezer says, yachzer v'yitein lamayla. That what you should do is you should go put the blood on top, and the Tosfos has the girsa, and then again put the blood on the bottom. Vatachtonim alulo, and the tachtonim are ole. And again, how could he say this if ein bila? Maybe he's putting the blood from one place in the wrong place, and vice versa. Says the Gemara, Achanami berubel yonim v'kayov lamala shir tachtonim v'od. Same answer. Vatachtonim alulo k'tani. Ah, you told me that the blood that you're putting on the bottom helps. How do I know? Maybe all the blood that went on top was actually bottom blood plus a little bit of top blood, and all the blood that's going on the bottom is blood that should have been on top. And we answer L'shem Shirayim. It doesn't help L'shem the Matanos that you have to put on the bottom, but it helps from the Matanos, from the Shirayim of the Chatas, which was initially placed on top, then has to go on the bottom. Tashma, maybe one more Raya. Nosna Lamala Velo Nimlach. If you just put it on top and the Kohen didn't ask, Eilu V'Eilu Modem Sheyachzer V'Yitein Lamata, that everybody agrees that you just have to then put on the bottom. V'Eilu V'Eilu Alulo. And both of them are oles. In other words, Avir says, Eilu V'Eilu Alulo. So says the Gemara, Hachanami Beruba El Yonim, V'Kayav Lamala Shir Tachtonim V'Od. Ay V'Ha Eilu V'Eilu V'Ha Eilu V'Eilu Alulo K'tani. Ay, it says Eluv Elu Alolo, and Tosfos says now you can't fetch out a teretz that it means L'shem Shirayim, because it says Eluv Elu Alolo, which is mashma that it actually works in a bona fide way. So says the Gemara, Miktami Eluv Elu Modim. Does it say Eluv Elu Modim? Ella Eluv Elu Alolo. It says Eluv Elu Alolo. Ktani Seifa, Asan the Rabbanan, the Amri Yesh Bila. Ah, so this case is not talking about Ein Bila, because Ein Achinami, if Ein Bila, if the blood is not mixed together, then I can't assume that Ela Vela Olalo, because maybe everything that was supposed to go on the bottom actually went on top. However, what this means is, according to the Mount De'amar, who says, Yesh Bila, Ela Vela Olalo, because from the blood that was put on top, there was a mix. From the blood that was put on the bottom, there was a mix. Therefore, I'm Yotze, both the karbanos that had to have a matan dam on top, and the karbanos that had to have a matan dam on the bottom. But in a chanami, according to the mandamar, who would hold Ein Bila, I would not be able to say Elu Velu Ololo, because I'm not assured that I'm putting on the bottom of the Mizbeach blood that was supposed to be put on the bottom of the Mizbeach. Therefore, according to that mandamar, you have to say the only thing you're Yotze on the bottom is L'shem Shirayim, but Elu Velu Ololo is only once we come back to the Tana who holds Yesh Bila. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up, God willing, from this place tomorrow.